Hi there again, this is Mizar. In response to the thread, or actually the podcast, of Why is Religion Dying? Since I last responded, some interesting things have come up. But first of all, I'd like to address that I'm sorry if I offended you in any sort of a way, Mr. Whoopi. I don't like offending people or anything. I don't like having anyone hold anything against me. It makes me have trouble falling asleep at night. Well, I think the most important thing that has come up so far is Skeptic Overlord's response. Skeptic Overlord starts talking about how he believes that more and more people, which is actually very true, more and more people these days are becoming into a sense where they want a personal relationship with the higher being, if I'm going to take it out into a more localized and global sense of religion here. He talks about how more and more people are moving to this sense of how they want to have a personal relationship with the being that has created us, as Mr. Whoopi is saying, the creator. As a Catholic, we believe that God is omnipotent, meaning that he is all-knowing, all-loving, all-caring, and all-powerful. And this is something that is laid in the foundations of the Bible. And as a Christian, you should understand this fact. And this goes back to what I was saying before. It's a matter of knowing and not understanding. I guarantee you, if you go to a Christian, a Catholic, or anyone, and you ask them what is omnipotent, they're going to shake their head or give you funny eyebrows like The Rock and ask you, what are you talking about? But let's understand what the word omnipotent is. Omnipotent means that God is all-loving, all-caring, all-knowing. He is perfect. Now, this basically means that God will forgive you for anything. And I don't think I said this in my actual podcast, but I was thinking about how the only way to truly detach yourself from God and get yourself into eternal damnation, as a Catholic we believe, is to truly say, Lord, I hate you and I no longer want to be in your presence. The Lord forgives, he understands, and as you, benevolent heretic, and you, skeptic overlord, have been saying, you were raised by these Christians who fire and brimstone laid upon you, which is something that happens to a lot of people, and this major influence really destroys a person's faith in religion, and just the understanding of it, because they don't get the concept of omnipotent. The Lord will not smite you. As Catholics, some will say, oh, everything is a sin. This is a sin. That is a sin. But then you get to the point where, you know, you believe certain things and you feel certain things. But if you look into the roots of the Bible, they have the omnipotent Lord. And the Lord really is not just going to be like, hey, you just decided not to come to church this week. I'm going to damn you to hell. Like I said before, if you don't understand what's going on, there's no real point in being there. It just doesn't make sense. The Lord is all-caring, all-loving, all-forgiving. He will forgive of everything. And this is where most people go wrong. This is where we get into our global new religion reformation of a personal experience with the Lord. Because we are afraid that to confess our sins. We're afraid to do all these things as a group because we're afraid of what's going to happen. We're afraid of all this whatnot. And we want it to be a personal thing. But let's understand for a fact that Christian religions believe that God is omnipotent. And as an omnipotent God, nothing you can do unless you detach yourself entirely from the Lord by saying, Lord, I no longer want to be with you. I hate you. Get out of my life. And truly mean it with all of your soul, then we have a problem. But the Lord is omnipotent, and he really loves everything. He cares about you, and he will always forgive you. And if you just basically just accept this fact, it's okay. You can screw up as much as you want. It's going to be okay. And I think this is what has become the reasoning for all this. I want a personal relationship with the Lord. I don't want to have this organized religion. It's because we don't understand this concept. We have this fire and brimstone idea. We're like, oh crap, if I do this, I'm going to end up in hell, and I'm afraid for my soul. And this goes back to what I was saying about fear of the Lord. It should be love of the Lord, which it really is you should love the Lord so much that you're like, I don't want to do anything wrong because I'm afraid of ruining my relationship. But it's a fear, and we're afraid that we're going to do something wrong. But if we understood the concept of omnipotent, then more and more people would be coming to the organized religion, I feel. It's just another issue of a lack of understanding, and just someone impeding their beliefs on someone else, as we've seen with Benevolent Heretic and with Skeptic Overlord. These people have just fire and brimstone, fire and brimstone, fire and brimstone. You know, you're going to go to hell. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I think of the reason we're having all of this, as I've probably said 100 times, and I'm repeating myself again and again and again. You're saying to yourself, why does he keep saying this? It's because we don't understand the fact that God is all caring, all loving, and all forgiving. He will not smite you, like some have taught. He does care about you no matter what. And I think this is a major problem with religion today, that it is destroying it slowly, this lack of understanding. And it's also destroying the world, in my opinion, because we're losing our understanding for something that is so important. We're starting to just know, and it's what's going on in your schools. You're memorizing and regurgitating and memorizing and regurgitating. Where is the understanding? How many students do you think know how their algebra problem works? Do you think these students know why physics work? It's not the understanding, but they memorize the formulas, and they can regurgitate it. It's the same thing with religion. We know it, but we don't understand it, and it's an important thing that we understand the fact that God is omnipotent. And then, we can still develop this personal relationship that we want. And then, we can sort of understand where we're coming from in an organized place. I know this is running kind of long, so I'm going to stop it off right here. Thanks for listening. If there's something else I need to clear up, please ask.